It seems unthinkable that 15 years have passed since the death of Michael Jackson, as the King of Pop embodies the immortality of an iconic artist, the greatest of all time. Michael Jackson's legacy is so powerful that his songs continue to dominate radio waves around the world, feature on countless streaming platforms' playlists, and are omnipresent on social media. MJ's style, from the fedora hat to the rhinestone-encrusted glove, along with the white socks, holds a prominent place in global cultural folklore. Michael Jackson's influence even extends to a generation born 20 years after the release of his best-selling album, Thriller. A new generation of fans is embracing Jackson's songs, attempting to imitate his iconic moonwalk. His work, both innovative and universal, continues to entice and inspire, making him an emblematic figure whose supremacy is beyond question. This artistic monarch, though physically absent, still reigns over a kingdom where every note and dance step perpetuates his legend and celebrates his creations. Michael Jackson is the quintessence of an eternal legacy, 15 years after his passing and for eternity. Let's revisit the tumultuous life of this music star, whose career began very early. Michael Jackson, born on August 29, 1958, in Gary, Indiana, was the seventh of nine children in the Jackson family. From a young age, he displayed extraordinary talent for music and dance. His father, Joseph Jackson, known for his strict discipline, formed a family group, the Jackson Five, where Michael, despite his young age, quickly stood out for his charisma and exceptional voice. In 1968, the group signed with the famous Motown record label and achieved rapid success with hits like I Want You Back and ABC. Over the years, Michael progressively eclipsed his brothers with his undeniable talent and magnetic appeal. However, behind the success and spotlight, his childhood was marked by intense pressure and a lack of normalcy, sacrificing the pleasures of carefree youth in pursuit of artistic perfection and enduring physical and moral violence from his father. In 1978, he made his film debut in The Wiz, a musical adaptation of The Wizard of Oz, where he met Quincy Jones, the future producer of his landmark albums. This period was crucial, as it marked the transition of Michael Jackson from a member of a family group to a promising solo artist. This evolution culminated in 1979 with the release of the album Off the Wall, heralding the glorious era that would establish Michael Jackson as an undisputed musical legend. In 1982, Michael Jackson reached unparalleled heights with the release of his legendary album Thriller. Under the direction of the iconic Quincy Jones, Thriller became and remains the best-selling album of all time with over 120 million copies sold, as well as a global cultural phenomenon. The innovative music videos for Thriller, Beat It, and Billie Jean redefined industry standards and made Jackson the first black artist to be featured on MTV. At the 1984 Grammy Awards, Thriller won a record 8 awards. His famous moonwalk, first performed during the Motown 25 special in 1983, solidified his status as a global icon. Michael Jackson continued his ascent with the album Bad in 1987, with hits like Smooth Criminal, Man in the Mirror, and The Way You Make Me Feel dominating global charts. Bad became the only album in history to produce 5 number one singles on the Billboard Hot 100, and it sold over 65 million copies worldwide. The world tour that followed, marked by spectacular performances and grandiose staging, set new standards for pop concerts. In 1991, Jackson continued to surprise and innovate with the album Dangerous, introducing elements of new jack swing with flagship songs like Black or White and Remember the Time. Dangerous sold over 40 million copies and won a Grammy Award. It also broke the record for the most copies sold in a month, reaching 7 million. In 1995, he released History, Past, Present and Future, Book I, the best-selling double album of all time, comprising his greatest hits and poignant new tracks like Scream and Earth Song. This album sold over 30 million copies and won a Grammy. His commitment to humanitarian causes and his calls for global peace and unity resonated through songs like Heal the World. With this latest success, he became the only artist to have 5 albums each selling over 30 million copies. Finally, in 2001, Michael Jackson unveiled his 10th and final studio album, Invincible. Although this album did not achieve the same commercial success as its predecessors, it contained memorable tracks like You Rock My World and Butterflies. Invincible sold about 13 million copies, demonstrating Jackson's unwavering ability to evolve musically despite industry changes and the tumults of his personal life. Until the end, Michael Jackson remained an incomparable creative force, whose influence and genius continue to mark the history of music. After a period of 8 years of relative artistic discretion following the release of Invincible in 2001, Michael Jackson announced in 2009 his grand return to the stage with the This Is It tour. Scheduled to start in London, this series of 50 concerts was expected to mark a spectacular renewal in the legendary artist's career. This Is It promised a grand staging, blending technological innovations and breathtaking stage performances, reflecting the artistic rigor that had always characterized Jackson. This tour, had it proceeded as planned, was projected to generate $1.5 billion, a record unmatched to this day. Within 24 hours, 750,000 tickets were sold, and 3 million people were on waiting lists, a phenomenon never seen before. However, on June 25, 2009, the world was shocked by the news of Michael Jackson's sudden passing at the age of 50. This premature death plunged the entire planet into mourning, leaving a vast void in the musical and artistic universe. The This Is It tour, which was anticipated as a historic event, now remains in memory as an unfinished dream, the ultimate promise of an artist who epitomized perfection and innovation. Michael Jackson's death abruptly ended a phenomenal career, but his influence and legacy continue to radiate well beyond his life. Throughout his prolific career, Jackson sold more than 750 million records, making him the second best-selling music artist in history. Since Michael Jackson's death, his legacy has endured and even expanded through numerous posthumous initiatives. The release of the documentary Michael Jackson's This Is It in 2009 gave fans a poignant glimpse into the preparations for the tour that would have marked his triumphant return. It also set the record for the most profitable documentary in industry history, generating over $380 million. Additionally, several posthumous albums, such as Michael in 2010 and Xscape in 2014, were released, featuring unreleased tracks reimagined by contemporary producers. Jackson's estate, under the direction of his executors, has also overseen the creation of shows like Michael Jackson, The Immortal World Tour, Michael Jackson One by Cirque du Soleil, and MJ the Musical, celebrating Jackson's music and art through spectacular performances. The legend of Michael Jackson still shines brilliantly, continuing to inspire and fascinate the world. Since his death, he remains the highest-earning deceased personality, generating between $150 million and $850 million each year. Michael Jackson still holds a significant share of Sony Music, the world's largest music production company, with a stake valued at nearly $2 billion and generating hundreds of millions in annual dividends. On streaming platforms, his music remains timeless. He is listened to by 45 million people per month on Spotify alone, placing him in an exclusive circle of three deceased artists who consistently rank among the top 100 most listened to artists globally on this platform. This financial and artistic legacy testifies to Michael Jackson's indelible imprint, whose influence transcends generations and borders, solidifying his status as the eternal king of pop.